Blog Talk Radio.
Omalese Tan Radin, Bishop Ilah Rahman Rahim. Ashadu Ilah, Ilah, Illallah, Ashadu Ilah, and Muhammad Rasulullah. I only bear witness and testify there is no God but Allah, and that Prophet Muhammad Ibn Abdullah, the one Christ Jesus mentioned in the Bible, will come and lead us in all truth. He is the last and greatest prophet, Prophet Muhammad Ibn Abdullah. We'd like to thank you for coming on about our radio station, coming out of California under the guidance of Amin Muhammad, coming out of California. So we thank you. We thank you for coming on tonight. We are coming in. So may Allah bless the show tonight. We like to open the show with a prayer called Al-Fatiha, and then we like to open it up, and then we'll say it in the English translation. Humalay Shaitan Rajin, Bismillah Rahman Rahim, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, Ar-Rahman Rahim, Maliki Yawmiddin, Iyyaka Na'budu wa Iyyaka Nasta'een. And then it's about the Mustaki, it's about the Ladina Antoalium, Glory Magdubialium, Waladoni. I mean, we seek protection from Satan, the rejecting enemy, the outcast. With the name of God, God is most gracious and God is most merciful. Allah is the master of the day of judgment, in which we all live. Thee alone do we worship. At thy aid we seek. We're asking Allah to continue always showing us the straight way, the way of those whom thou hast bestowed thy favors on, and not of those who raffled thou, another though who would go astray. I mean, we thank you for tuning in tonight. This is Brother Abdul Akbar coming out of Atlanta, Decatur, Georgia. I'm one of the cohort workers along with my brother Sujah Muhammad. We are here tonight, and my wife Daya Akbar, and sometimes we do have Brother Columbus, Brother Muhammad coming out of Columbus. We invite you, but then we have our imam. We have an imam, Ibrahim Abdullah, that's coming out of Atlanta, who through the imam of LaGrange, Georgia, and wherever he invited to come. So we'd like to open up this Bulk Talk radio station, meaning the talk radio station. They're talking about removing all the false image from God. But what I'm going to do at this time, it's turning it over to my other cohort worker, Brother Sujah Muhammad. Brother Sujah Muhammad, are you there? Brother Sujah. Brother Sujah Muhammad. Brother Sujah. Well, but hoping that Brother Amin come on and open up all the mics. And when he do that, we'll probably be able to bring Brother Sujah Muhammad on. So we are waiting on Brother Amin Muhammad to open up all the mics. And then we're going to bring Brother Sujah Muhammad on to host this show. We thank you for joining us tonight. We thank you for participating. We know that this is one of the most important issues in the world. We just had a young man acquitted of all the charges, and those charges he had on, it had to be some evil Caucasian people that allow him to go. Some evil people said, what good in the world? You got evil people at the top of the ladder. And when you got an evil judge, then the evil people under that judge can do exactly what they want to do. And this has come from not only racism, it comes from evilness. You have to be evil to let what this young man did, kill two people and wound another, brought a gun, crossed the state line, didn't have the gun registered. Okay, you got the mic over. Okay, then. Well, I'm going to turn this over to you, Brother Suja. You got it.
You can finish with that, because I was listening to that.
They let this young man go because he was a Caucasian, and that's why it's so important that we not call these people white. This word called them white, it gives them special prejudice that they can never earn. They're not white people. They're evil people. Evil people cannot be white. Those 12 jurors and all the other people that let these people go, they are in the same mind of the rest of the people. They let so-called people go because of their skin color, not because what they did was right, it was wrong. If that had been me or any other African-American, all Chinese would have been in the same position and had brought them guns across the state line, we will not have been going home. So this is the evil we face every day from black people, the true black people, the true evil people of this world. And they've been getting away with that, and we have to stand up and tell them the truth. And like Jesus said, they must know the truth. And the truth will set them free. It's a lie that it has enslaved them and made them the awful and the ungodly, uncivilized people that they have continued to be. So we working on that. We're working. So we out here with these signs today, yesterday, remove all racial image, and calling our Caucasian brother back to the oneness of God. You can't be God. God don't have no partner. God don't have no need. We all need God, and then when we don't obey his commandments of the good things he offers us, then we are not human beings. We are more like animals. That young man came there to kill somebody, and that's exactly what he did. Wasn't no self-defense. If I'm in South Carolina right now, heading to Georgia, if I bring a gun across the line and I shoot a Caucasian because he threatened me, and I shoot him and killed him, I'm never going to get out of jail. The law don't work like that for me. And the law shouldn't not work for them, but long that image in the world, there ain't going to be no law. That's an outlaw. That law they made is for outlaws. It's not for you and me. It's not for the human family. And long as the law is like that, we as African Americans are at the mercy of these evil, wicked people that what we've been under and still under today, and they're not coming up, they're not coming out under that evil until they hear the truth. That there's no getting away what they've done on this earth. Whatever they do on this earth is determined what God put them in the next world. That is life after death. that's life after sleep. And God, that's a sign to you. If that life after sleep, that means there's going to be life after death. And that's what it means. It's a sign that you're going to wake up, and one day you're not going to wake up on this side, but you're going to wake up on the other side, and your whole life, your life experience, going to speak highly of you. And like the email was saying Friday, if you get your book in your left hand, I don't think you're going to be smiling. I don't think that you're going to be happy. I don't think you're going to be pleased with the outcome. See, the God of justice, it ain't like these judges that you see that over these false and trial, like that judge was in the judge or that judge was in the courtroom over and residing over the evidence, and everything he tried to promote that judge was in that young man's defense. He didn't care nothing about the African-American got killed. He didn't care nothing about the Caucasian that got killed. He didn't care nothing about the Caucasian that got wounded. He seen himself on trial. He seen himself getting it going out and taking the law in his own hands and come back and execute his false justice because they let this happen. And they showing us, without a shadow of a doubt, these people are not civilized. Why should we keep spending money with people who are not civilized? Yeah, this is nothing but talk right now. That's all it can be, talk. But the point is, as long as we keep feeding the dragon going to continue to kill and scrub. And that's what the Caucasians live like a dragon, and they get their energy from us. When we buy everything, they put in these stores and then tell us that that's our neighborhood. You can't have a neighborhood if you're in controlling and owning the business in that neighborhood. And they know that. They know they can push you out of any situation because you spending all your money getting it all back to them. You buying their funny clothes, their funny hair, their funny color and dye to go in your hair, the funny eyelashes, the funny earring, the funny earring to go in the tongue, the earring to go in the eye, the earring to go in the on your chest. You buying all these earrings and putting them in the wrong place because they have showed you what to do with earrings. And you do everything that is earring ain't supposed to do. It's supposed to go into an ear, but you got it going in your tongue, going to your eyeball, coming out your nose. They know how to make a man tell them or make a man a woman, and that's exactly what they're doing. They the ones saying, let me make man in my image. We're not in no image of nothing like God. We impossible. We are made in the image. Whatever they create, whatever they come up with, tight pants dragging the ground, no pants, hanging, that's any sloppy way they show us how to live. And then put our children in front of singing music that a dog shouldn't be listening to, the rap music, calling the women B's and H's. So if we don't get real, get serious, how can somebody speak up for you? Everybody wants somebody else to stand up for them, and they know we all should be standing with each other. But we talk about unity and talk about come together, but when it comes to come together in unity, we hold heavily to the ground. Why is that? Because we're afraid. We're cowards. And that's why they put alcohol in the neighborhood to give us all this false courage. We can't respond. We can't get serious. We don't want to fight until we get their alcohol in us. And then when we get out their alcohol in us, we do just like Frankenstein or just like the Wolfman. We go out and kill each other and then tell people we killed the nigger. God ain't never said he made no niggers. He made us human beings. But they have too. They gave us that word nigger. They gave us that word Africa. They gave us all these words that we use, and we said we doing our own thing, and we ain't doing nothing what they have molded and shaped and brought to us. So we got to wake up, and we're going to have to do right. We can't continue to call ourselves Christian, Jews, or Muslim until we work together. It's a labor, don't fit us. God give these labor so we can work together. And then God said the best one of us who is working together is that one who obey God the best. We are not obeying God when we don't stand together for truth and righteousness. So that's what we got to do. Stand together for truth and what is right. So we thank Allah for this precious lifeline. We're going to keep working until we see a change in this world. And then once we see a change, we're going to keep working until we see complete peace on this earth between everybody. Because long as we calling each other by these colors that we don't have, white man, I've been looking for a white piece. I ask people all the time, bring me a white man. I like to see one. Bring me a black man. I'm talking about blacking the tires on their car, on these cars and trucks that we see every day. And I ain't found no African American brought me someone that black, a white as snow. And that's what God said. If you do right, he'll wipe your soul white as snow. And we don't see nobody's soul, especially among our Caucasian brothers. We don't see their soul. They got guns, they got the law, and they're abusing the law. They don't even know the law, and they're using that what they don't know on us. We are to get it. So let's wake up and come together. May Allah continue to bless us all on why we're on this journey, and that's what we're doing. We're passing through, and God said whatever we do while we pass through, wherever we go, Allah is in charge. Is Allah in charge, and he done showed us that, then why don't we let Allah lead us back to what is naturally right, and we refuse to do that, then we're asking for the trouble that these people keep raining down on us. So we thank Allah for this precious lifeline. I'm going to turn this over, this precious Box Talk radio station. We invited plenty of people to come on today, and we hope that they're on the air and listen. If they want to, they want to say something, Suja will get you in. I'm gonna turn this over to Brother Suja Muhammad from Baton Rouge, Louisiana, a longtime fighter of moving all the false image out of worship and worshiping one God who can't see, can't touch. Only thing we can look at is work like the sun. No man can get near that sun up there. No man can live on the sun. God created that sun for us to keep us warm, to make our food grow, and to give us our color and give us light so we can see through the darkness or see through the day where we can make progress in this earth. And light, that what light means, knowledge, where we can keep the knowledge flowing through our brains. And seeing in our eyes and start being real men and women. Because right now we are failing the human race. The human race is failing because we won't stand up and keep standing up to show them that the human being is the most greatest creature God done created. But when the human being done failing on the lie, a lie is a terrible thing. A lie will make a man kill another man for no reason at all. A lie will make a man lose his family. It will make a man think that he's Superman, where he's just a normal man. And that's what a lie does. And these lies have been given to us more so than anybody in the world. And the fact that we own less, we own hardly nothing compared to all the people in the world. So this is a shame, and we're going to change it. Allah said the first is going to be last, and the last gonna be first. And we built the pyramid. We created the Coca-Cola. We made the first car. We helped make the first plane fly. We made the first computers. All these things we are first in, and we own and share none of the profits coming from these things. And you gonna tell me ain't nobody walking over us? So may God Allah continue to bless us. I'm gonna bring Brother Suja on the carry on this valuable show, a valuable tool that we have in this Blog Talk radio station. So, Brother Suja, you got it. Assalam alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam. Alhamdulillah. Praise be to Allah. With Allah's name, most gracious, the most merciful, I also testify and bear witness that there is only one creator. And I bear witness that Prophet Muhammad, Christ Jesus, Noah, Moses, all these great men was God's servant. And we thank Allah for the opportunity to bear witness to the one God, to bear witness to the Prophet Muhammad, to bear witness to the truth. We thank Allah for that. And we pray that we say something that can affect the hearing, affect the heart of the listener. Praises be to Allah. Brothers and sisters, we are out here asking for the removal of all racial images that portray God. And we asking you to take them out of your houses. Take them away from around your neck. You know? I asked a Christian, is that picture up there, is that Jesus? He said, no, it's not Jesus. I said, it's not Jesus, it's a lie. What is you doing with a lie? Why do you want to put a lie in church? Excuse me. I got something in my throat. Why do you want to put a lie up in the church? You should take that lie down. So they don't have no answers. They don't have no ground to stand on. Only thing they can do is try to get around the truth. And that's their own downfall, because their prophet, Jesus, said, know ye the truth, and the truth will make you free. So they stay a prisoner in that lie. Under that lie. As long as they deny, as long as they don't yield and submit, they're going to stay a prisoner. That's a terrible thing, brothers and sisters. You are a prisoner for the idea that God is a white man. You're in bad shape. And it's not nothing. The truth don't have nothing to do with what nationality you are. It don't have nothing to do with you being a Caucasian. It don't have nothing to do with you being a Christian, a Muslim, a Jew. The truth stands up and stands out. Either you bear witness to it, or you fall into the trap, into that prison that Jesus talked about. You get into that situation where you're a prisoner to the truth. You defending a lie. Jesus died for your sins. And Jesus plainly himself says in the scripture, don't, if I bear witness of myself, my witness is not true. He plainly tells you in the scripture. When Jesus said, watch me while I pray. And he said, our Father who art in heaven, he plain to tell you. When he used the plural, our word, when he used that word, he plain to tell you. He didn't say, he's my Father. He's our Father who art in heaven. Hallowed be thy name. And he said that thou, he didn't say that my kingdom come. He said that thou kingdom come. And he said that thou will be done on earth. If he was God, he controls all the will. We as Muslims, we are taught to submit our will to God. So what do Jesus supposed to do? Jesus acted like a Muslim. He said, not my will, but God's will be done. Not my thing. I'm not out here doing my thing. I'm doing what God asked me to do. But African Americans, oh Lord, African Americans, they'll be the best lawyer, the best judge, the best witness for Caucasians, the best defense attorney. They push that image harder than anybody, African Americans. Jesus is my Lord and Savior. They even say they pray to Jesus. In the name of Jesus. They can't do nothing without giving Jesus the credit. And Jesus said, that not my will be done, but God's will be done. On earth, nowhere else. Brothers and sisters, we asking for the removal of all racial images out of worship that betray God. And we asking the Christians to help us out. We asking the Jew to help us out. And we asking Muslim to help us out. We've been out here a long time. And we asking for your help. And you not helping us. You're not helping, definitely helping God. You're helping yourself. You're helping yourself when you take on that responsibility and bear witness to the truth. Like Jesus said, you setting yourself free. When you stand up with the truth, oh, it's amazing the type of feeling you get and the blessings that you get. Brothers and sisters, don't hide that lie. Don't keep that lie that Jesus is God's son. Don't keep pushing that lie out there. And you got some of us ungraduated. They done graduated from the Son of God to Jesus as God. And they don't know they got the weakest program. It's easy to prove that he's not God. That's easy to prove. We out here still trying to show you that he's not the Son of God. We are here trying to show you that God owns everything. Everything in creation. God created it. Anything walking or moving. Breathing the air, eating the food, drinking the water. God created it. He already done created it. Why are you going to say that he had a son. And he already owns everything. What kind of lie is that? It's a lie that easy to prove that it's a lie. It's easy to prove that it's a lie. How could somebody have something that they already got? Brothers and sisters, don't take that weak position. That's a weak position that you're getting up under. You trying to represent Satan. Satan will turn his back on you. Satan will tell God, don't blame me, blame them. Satan will turn, he'll trick you. Oh, he's tricky. We was out teaching today. Lord have mercy. We was teaching today. I was directing them to the sign. What the sign say? That's where I was directing. What the sign say? What do that mean? Remove all racial images out of worship. What do that mean? What is the image? See, they had to know. You had to explain all that to them. Tell them what an image is. An image is anything that you can visualize with your eyes, that you can see. Anything in creation that brings a picture to your mind is an image. Any word is an image. So you ask them those questions, and they try to answer them, and you help them out. You help them out. That's the way I was doing it. I was helping them out. I let them go as far as they can go, and then I help them out. And I let them know that somebody committed a big sin when they say that God got a partner, and there's another God. That's a big sin now. Big sin. God got an equal. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost. Three gods in one. That's supposed to be powerful. That's the psychology in that. You got one God, but I got three gods in one. That's what they say. That's supposed to be powerful. See, and see, that's influenced children too, because they're still learning. I got three gods in one, and you got one God in one. I got three. So I got more gods than you. My God is more powerful than yours. That's how you influence the young people with that lie. The psychologist say as soon as African-American people see that white image up there, right away it makes them psychologically inferior. It instantly makes them psychologically inferior. You got people that I talk to They act like it's nothing, you know. Since we done told it to them, then we go to something else. This is not no simple problem. If it was a simple problem, then I can understand what you're saying. Go to something else. But this problem got the whole world believing a lie. Got the whole world believing that there's three gods. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost. These people believe that. Remove all racial images out of worship that portray God. That's what we're asking. And we want to know whether or not, do you understand that? That's the way I presented to them. I presented to them a long time. I said it was about an hour and a half. Maybe 2 hours. And don't seem like I went over the same thing too many times. You know? They call Jesus good master. And Jesus don't call me good. Only one is good. Only one is good, and that's the Father. That's God. Well, Jesus, when is the judgment? What did Jesus say? I don't know the day nor hour. Here's a man you calling God. He said, I don't know the day nor hour. The same peoples, the same one that's under those idols is the same one that's eating up that lie and trying to push it on you, trying to push it on somebody else. Same people. There's nobody that have accepted the truth and have been offered under the truth. They are people that is a captive by the truth. That's the one that's pushing that lie. What we're saying, God is one. God is like nothing in creation. There's nothing in creation that God depends on. We depend on everything almost. The water, the air, the food, the sunshine, the cold weather. We depend on all of it. But not God. God said he can destroy this whole earth and still exist and can bring in one that's completely different. Show you he ain't dependent on it. Completely new from the one that he just destroyed. That's the God that we believe in. That's the God that we're talking about. We ain't talking about no white man. The white man is the Lord. White boy told one of the brothers, when the brother asked him, what do you think about that white image there? So-called white boy told him, that's me. What I think about it, that's me. He said. So he's sure enough trapped. And you can see one of them. Boy, they exemplify that false superiority. They're very ignorant, real ignorant, boastful, proud. Remove all racial images out of worship that portray God. Pagan. That's paganism. What is paganism? Paganism is when you give yourself to anything in creation and say that that's God. You give yourself to a pine tree and say that that's God. You worshiping a pine tree. You give yourself to fire and say that that's your Lord. That's your God. You're a pagan. Don't that sound familiar? I know that sounds familiar. Paganism. So we have to, brothers and sisters, we have to keep on passing this message on publicly. I had to say that twice. Out in the public. Pass that message on to the people. Use a whole lot of tact and diplomacy. Exercise your social skills. Use the right approach. Know how to make connections. All these things got to be going for you at the same time when you're dealing with people that is deaf, dumb, and blind. That's what they are. They're deaf, dumb, and blind. You ain't got to tell them that. Just you knowing it alone is enough. So we're trying to help those people. We're trying to give them the truth. We're trying to set them free. Worship one God alone. He has no partners, no shareholders. That's it, brothers and sisters. So we thank you. We pray that God bless you with something that we said. And we came to you in peace, and we're going to leave you in peace. As-salamu alaykum. Praise be to Allah.
Is there any statement, is there any questions that you like to ask? Is there things that maybe I missed out on something that you can add to it, you know? Feel free. Just punch one and it'll say that you're now in the queue. And what will happen, the people that's operating the board, they'll unmute you. When you hear them stuff and say unmute, you're unmute. Then you can speak. So if you have anything to add to what we're saying, we're looking for help. We're asking for help. So if you can help us, We want you to come into this army and come with us and help us out. If not, we're going to turn it back over to Brother Agba. I saw him and I come.
Assalamu alaikum. Bismillah Rahman. Thank you, Brother Suja. Does anybody else in the queue want to say something? Your mic is open, and you can speak if you want to. If we don't say it, we'll give you a second. We come on in the queue and speak up, because we're asking for your support. We are for the unity of the human being. We're working for the unity, and we don't care what color you think you are. What is right is at stake. What is good for the human being is at stake. What is bad for the human being is at stake. So we want what's good for all human beings. That God created all of us from Adam. We are connected, and we both love each other. And right now, we can't get a quart of love out of each other. That ain't right. Who gives this to us? When the ants fear love the ants, we are told in Scripture, when we get lost, study the ants. Study something that small and see the unity that those little ants have with each other. Why don't we have that unity? Why don't we have the love that tell us the Bible and the Quran? When we get lost, study the ant, study the bee. All these creatures show a whole lot of unity, way more unity than we have for each other. We ain't blaming nobody today. We ain't pointing out fingers at no other people today. We really pointing out fingers at ourselves. And like Suja said, if you go talk about that image, you're going to end up arguing with the people who are under that image more than the people that are over the image. Don't you know something psychologically wrong with us? When somebody come and bring you something, they're going to help all people, and you attack them for standing on what is right, and then you say you love Jesus, and Jesus said love the truth, and you don't love the truth. Don't you know something seriously wrong with you? So we are coming here 6 days a week with the help of Allah. We're bringing people, we're inviting people to come. We're doing a much better job. So we said to you tonight, we ain't asked you to follow us. We want you to follow Prophet Muhammad, Ibn Abdullah, the seal of the prophet. And when you follow him, you are following Jesus. You are following Moses. You follow all the best leaders that this world has produced, because all of them, no matter who they are, if they want a sound world, and we know they did, all of them want us to remove the image from the world so we can live in peace. All of them wanted that. Because that's what Allah said. Don't make no image. They have to love Allah and follow that. God said don't make no image. They don't make no image. God said worship him in spirit and truth, and that's what they do. They'll worship God in spirit and then hold a picture up. Hold a picture up and call this man God. This is not much pure racism, pure separatism. And we want to get rid of it, and we are going to work hard on this Block Talk radio station, and we're going to work in the area that where we live at, and we're going to work wherever we're allowed to work and to remove this. And we're going to do our fight, and we're going to fight this scheme of Satan until Allah comes and take all the breath out of us. We're going to fight this scheme because we don't want to leave this scheme without children. So we're getting our children prepared to fight this scheme. Huh? We ask every ethnic group join us. You say you love Allah, you say you love your creator, then what better way to show on that than come and stand up with us? What better way to come up and stand up against this image, this false image? So we're gonna thank God, and we're gonna bring Brother Ibrahim. Oh, you gonna talk to the phone?
Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum.
Oh, well, thank you, Islam.
Yeah, okay, this is Brother Amin. We have a air code 914. They didn't press 914. I'm going to see. 404. Hold on 1 second. Let me. Alhamdulillah. Assalamu alaikum, everybody. O'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Yes, let me see what I can do here. All praise be to Allah.
All praise be to Allah.
Yes, let me see here. All right, 914. 914. If you want to say something, okay. I've opened your mic. 914.
Assalamu alaikum. Well, I go to Islam, Brother Muhammad.
Yeah, I was just listening.
Oh, you just listening? Oh, alhamdulillah. We thought that maybe you wanted to say something.
No.
Okay, alhamdulillah. No problem. No problem.
Allahu Akbar.
Allahu Akbar. Brother Amin? Alhamdulillah. But I mean, okay. So, alhamdulillah, we just keep going. Keep going until when you come on, you can just interrupt me, and there's no problem. Praise be to Allah. We got a whole lot of people that is just fed up with false worship, and you got a whole lot of people that knows the truth. They know the truth. And you got people that play ball, that goes along with it, because they benefit from it. They know that Jesus is not God's son. They know that God don't have a son. They know that. The creator of everything, their Bible says, if you see God, you will die. That's what the Bible says. If you see God, you'll die. So they know the truth. I talked to this Caucasian in the bank, and we were just talking, kicking around. And he wanted to sit down and talk. I said, well, I ain't going to talk about nothing. I'm going to talk about something. So I asked him, I said, look here, while I'm talking to you, I said, what you think would happen if someone would raise up a black image like me and put it into your house of worship? What do you think the psychological effect would that have on your children? And he told me they won't believe it. I said, yeah. He said, they won't believe it. You know, if you put a black image up there, nappy head, big nose, big lips, black skin, he said, their children won't believe that that's God. But they want us to believe the white image. They don't have no problem with us, African Americans, having a white image before them. Even though he knows that that's wrong. But he's not going to stand up against that because he benefits from it. There's a program on YouTube, and what you can do, you can type in, this is on YouTube, go to search and type in the question or the sentence what do white people's think about being white? I mean, you'll be amazed. They're gonna tell you the truth. Just type in what white people say about the benefit of being white. I hope I'm putting the sentence right. About the benefit of being white. What do they say about that? How do they think? You know, I mean, how do they feel when you got all these African American people is pushing their image? And they're pushing it harder than anybody. How do that make you feel? Typing in. See, we got technology today. We can eliminate all kind of confusion and arguments by using that technology. You know? It's time, brothers and sisters. It's time that we worship God alone and remake the world. That old world of servitude, service to Caucasian is gone. It's dead. The white supremacy is a dead dog. They know it's so wrong. It's just when you ask them about African American peoples serving the country and fighting and killing peoples for the protection of America. Do you think African American should be the one that be put on the front line? They might say, yeah, you know, I'd rather for them to get killed than me. You know, they don't have no problem with us defending this country, but they don't think we should have our share in the wealth of this country. They know that they got these big homes that they can live and get cold. They can move to another part of the state where the sun is shining and it's nice in their other home. They got all kind of cars, you know. Got big money in the bank, you know. Can send their children and get them educated, you know. They know what money use. What do you think the Ku Klux Klan came? How? What brought them about? They came about because they claimed that they weren't going to let black people take their jobs, that black people was taking their jobs, the jobs that they were supposed to get, the ex-slave was getting. That's the origin of the Ku Klux Klan. That's how they came about. And they don't have no other reason to give you why how they was came about. If they do give a reason, it'll seem like that. Oh, that don't make no sense. That don't make no sense. It seems like they hate you for nothing. They hate you because you exist. No, it's a reason. They murder you and murder your whole family. And here you in a country that's supposed to be the United States of America. I mean, that though there's differences, we got differences, but we united. Nobody do nothing the same. God said he created us different. And the reason he created us different, so we can learn from each other and know each other. So we are different. God created us different. So let's come together and stand up, brothers and sisters, and establish businesses in the community and get some of this land. Malcolm X said that the basis of independence is land. Brothers and sisters, you want some power? Then you got to own some land. You got to own some businesses. You got to be competitive in this society, in America. You got to compete. You got to have your product just like they got their product. You got to be able to offer food, clothing, and shelter. Or else if something happened, we'll be in bad shape. If we had to go to just one person for food, clothes, and shelter. They might feel like they don't have enough for all of us. What you gonna do then? No, brothers and sisters. We got to establish businesses. We got to grow things, raise things, do everything that we need to do in order to establish ourselves. We should try to own a state. We should try to create a state of our own. Then we can be part of the United States. We can have a state of our own. Oh, he ain't thinking little. Why is that? Because the imam teaches us how to think. He taught us how to think. We don't have to think little. So, brothers and sisters, let's move on. It young folks is ready, you know, and they got that technical experience. They got that. Anytime I want something to do technical, I had to go to them because they know they got that kind of eye. You see. So praise be to Allah. I'm going to turn it back over to Brother Amin. Is Brother Amin there? Akbar? Is there anybody else that's on? That have something that they want to say? Anybody else? Alhamdulillah. Praise be to Allah. We understand. Just hold your peace. It's a time for everything. It's a time for everything. You know, just hold your peace.
Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum. Assalam.
Okay, man, you're doing a great job. I'm not white boy. You hitting the nail.
Well,
and it's dead on that nail. You know, sir, man. So you bringing out them fine points that we cannot deny.
You do the same. You do the same.
Because we have to. Imam said if they do a psychological evaluation of us, you can see that we have been almost demoralized, and all of the courage and all the wisdom and all it has been planning us and put us on hold because we're not using it. And this is what slavery did. It killed all our ambition to be productive
and
human, to be productive human beings. That was slavery done. And they took all of that out. And then when you give us an image of God, and then you kill us or beat us and make us serve that image or worship that image, this is where we at now. We've been forced to worship images that don't look like us. And that's why we got black blondes in the neighborhood. That's why we got our young boys got black blonde. They got blonde hair today, looking like female. This has been the trick of Satan. If I can't get them to be my servant, then I'm gonna make them artificial. I'm gonna make them women look like men, and men look like women. And this is what Jesus said he's gonna do in the last day. That this is what you're gonna see, and we see that very clearly every time we go in a grocery store, or we go down in a major city, or we look at Netflix, or we look at a BET, or any of those places that where our people think that they stars at. Who are they starring from? They got an article in the paper, this blind man with a cane, and all the people behind him, this blind man who got a cane. And it goes on to say the blind lead the blind, and these movie stars, yeah, they blind, but they leading us. So they make us blind. So we got to wake up. We've been lied to. Religion supposed to come and save us from all this filth. They supposed to give us the courage to say, no, I don't need this. They supposed to give us the courage to say that I can be a good neighbor. I could be a good father and a good mother. But they do not give us that through religion. They gave us an image. And this image is the main number one force behind driving a wedge between us Well, we don't have no honesty for each other. We don't trust each other. We have no respect for each other. We don't want to speak to our neighbors. And God tells us clearly in the Bible what most people say they read, and they're not reading it, because it says be a good neighbor, be a good father, be a good mother. Really be a good citizen. That's what it's saying. But you can't be none of that if you get the first commandment. If you don't get that right, and that first commandment is to don't make no image of God. Worship God in the spirit of truth. And these people tell us they worship God, then they hold a Caucasian man up as their Lord and Savior. Don't you know that's psychological damage that has been done to that person? So when you or me or anybody comes to that person and tell that person some good, because we don't look like that image, we already crossed out. We already condemned because we don't look like that image. So we got the only way we can fix that is keep preaching, remove all racial image from working. Let's go into business. Why we ain't going into business? When business represents the life force, the life of people trading and buying from each other. And this is how the Caucasian people, not all Caucasian people, because there's more good Caucasian people than are bad, but we see the bad. We see the one who get in law enforcement, who get in politics. We see all these bad people are wrecking our life, and we just go along with it, and we are praying to one of them to get us out of that. Praying to a man look like one of them to get us out of there. So we messed up. So truth is on the scene because Almighty God did not leave us without truth. He didn't let none of his truth be destroyed. And he sent his truth back from Prophet Muhammad to Imam YFC Muhammad to bring us out of this darkness into the light, where we won't be led blindly down a road. They ain't going nowhere. Yeah, we can go to school for 20 years, but all we want is a job. Then that is the very reason they brought us over here. But when we go to school for 20 years and we start making jobs, then we become a threat to the evil people of this world, because they want somebody to walk on, and they done chose us. They done chose us to walk on. So and many others, like Sue John and others, we're tired of people walking on good people. Not just us, but on good people. And they're going to continue to do that as long as they got us hanging on that cross. So we got to move that image, and we got to start loving each other and start tracing and trading with each other as soon as possible. We need to start picking up the effort starting tonight to trade and buy from each other. And we should be in a line trying to sell our people some junk, sell our people something they don't need. When I'm talking about our people, I'm talking about the good people of this world. I don't have no people. All the people that I see and know belong to God. I belong to God. I'm talking about the people that belong to God and believe that I belong to God, they belong to God. I'm talking about those people there. So we're working here hard on this show to make a difference. And we can make a difference. They're going to take all of us to come together and work for this difference. We have to have unity. And that's what the ant got. That's what the bee got. If we don't want no unity, ain't nobody going to give it to us. Ain't nobody going to force it on us. So let's work for the unity. Let's start trading with each other. Buying socks. We need socks. We need pants. We need a burger. We need to be buying food from each other. Then we can, just like we build McDonald's, just like we build Burger King, just like we build Dunkin' Donuts and Sam Club and Walmart and all these places that we made filthy rich, then we should turn that and start making the people that that's on the bottom like ourselves, rich, where we can have some power, like Sue John said. Long as we ain't got no money, we ain't got no power. Long as our children not in place, we ain't got nothing. We ain't got nothing. Long as our people are not in place, got making decisions for this world, we ain't got nothing. Our children should be not only have technology, but be in a place to make decisions for all the people. For all the good people of this country. Until that happens, we all gonna be at the mercy of any young boy who wanna go buy an unlicensed rifle and walk down the street and look for people like myself or look for people of who got dark skin and be ready to shoot them and then tell a lie that he assaulted me. I felt threatened, so I killed him. This is gonna continue to be done. And the police always going to be said, be still and beating the hell out of you. Don't move. Stop moving this thing. Be beating you to death. They don't learn the language. They tell you to be quiet and still and then beat you and pinch you and twist your leg and hit you with an electric gun. Yeah, in the world, you're going to be still and somebody shoot you with an electric gun. How in the world are you going to be? But so this is the aim, and this is the injustice going on, and we're not going to get rid of it until these people get rid of the images in the world. And so we thank Allah. Thank you, Brother Sujah. And I'm going to turn this back over to Brother Sujah. May God peace be on all of us. We've already won. Allah said we already done won. All we got to do is go pick up the prize, and the prize is up coming back together. I mean.
Allahu Akbar. Yeah. You know, if it's just, if we do like the Imam did, we look at the psychology of images, you know, and if we just define an image, you know, and just break that all up and make the connections. You know, we know what the Imam told us, that an image is anything that brings a picture to your mind through your five senses. So he said that the word is an image, you know, and there's no way that you can make an image unless you use something out of creation. And you only have two things exist, God and creation. You got the creator and the one that created. And that's what he created, which is the creation. So the creation is what God is telling us not to use. Don't raise up nothing out of creation and make that into a God. You know? Because God is, he already have given us has made us caliphs, you know, and Shaitan knows that. See, the trick that is coming from Shaitan. Shaitan already knows that God done made us the ruler over the creation, but he hates that. And he's not going to submit to that. He told God, give me time with him. I'm going to deceive him. I'm going to make it what they're going to think truth is wrong and wrong is truth. You know? So give me time with him. And I'm going to show you that they are not worthy of that high position that you've given them, God. So we got to remember that Satan is using all this deception. But Allah says that he can't deceive the believer. His believer. He can't deceive them. You know. So that's what time it is. And what we do, we strive hard to be believers, and we show peoples what we see. We show them what we see. And that which God has given us is the truth. And when you hold truth at falsehood, it knocks his brains out. It knocks his brains out every time. So just know when you speak the truth, you're knocking the brains out of the lie. You're knocking the brains out of falsehood. You're knocking the brains out of false images, false worship. You see? The reason that the psychologist is saying that one of the main reasons for mental illnesses is false worship is because people go crazy worshiping the creation. That'll drive them crazy. Worshiping fire. Worshiping a tree. Worshiping animals. That'll drive them crazy. So God knows all these things that worshiping, the false worship, what it does to the human being. He know everything that they're going to do to the human being. And he don't want us to go down that road. That's a rough road to go down. Worshiping God creation. The creation should be subservient to us. God told the angels to submit. And the angels bowed down. They submitted. But they said, not so Iblis. He was haughty. He was arrogant. And he asked them, why is it that you don't submit? Because I'm better than he. Ain't that what's going on today? Ain't that why you got people backbiting you and the slick people try to show the weak one that he think he better than you. That's the psychology they use. They're using all the Satan tricks. You know. But it's so poison. God showed it to us it'll make you kill your brother. You see, that's what happened. That jealousy and envy and all that, that's real dangerous. It'll make you kill your brother. So praise be to Allah, brothers and sisters. We gonna keep on removing racial images out of worship and showing people what images are and just bring it to the attention what the Bible say about images. And the Quran, what they say about images, and let the people know how detrimental images are. That everything in creation, God own it. And we as human beings don't have to give ourselves to images. Because God put us over that. So we thank you. We pray that something we said, you know, that you can look at it, think about it, you know, and then you make your decision. We came to you in peace. We're going to leave you in peace. Of As-salamu alaykum. You got it, buddy.
Alhamdulillah.
Okay,
so I don't know a few words. Okay, go ahead. As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum as-salam.
Yes.
Praise
be to Allah, the one and only true and living deity. You know, we hate to say God, but we'll do that so we can connect with our people and anybody that's listening. So we open it back with testifying that the one that we speak about that's living and not dead is Allah.
Yes.
My question is, how can you kill God? Do you know what would happen if you could kill God?
Mm.
What would happen to the, what would happen to this universe if you kill God?
Mm.
When I hear my brother speaking, Suja and Akbar and Brother Hameen, the question comes to my mind, where's the justice? And you know what? We can't get the justice that we deserve on time because the ones that wear collars around their neck, committing all kinds of sins and crime, those are ones that you glorify. Oh, yeah.
Mm.
You don't glorify the truth. And we say it all the time. Prophet Muhammad was spoken of in the Bible through Jesus. May peace be upon both of them. And he said, the one that come after me would take you into all truth.
Mm-hmm.
Now, how can he be God and he's not the one that's taking you into all truth? So now we have to examine everything that these prophets and these men just said. But we don't want to examine them unless we got some Hennessy in front of us, a joint in front of us, a naked woman in front of us, and those are all the things that take you to hell. And we don't pull the cover off the devil, and you still want to follow me. All they got to do is wag his tail, and there you go. There you go. But yet you say you want to be free. You don't want to be free. You're a hypocrite. And we open the back with a testimony to Muhammad, the prophet to whom Jesus spoke of, is the last messenger and prophet, seal of the prophet. No prophet. You ain't heard no prophet in 400 years come out there. You haven't heard none. And all the ones that you do hear before Muhammad, Jesus told you there would be many false prophets come in his name.
That's right.
Well, who was he talking about? He talking about the one got collars around his neck. The one that's in these churches jumping up and down, foaming at the mouth, hollering and screaming, and leaving you to emotionalism instead of leading you to God. God don't have to get you excited emotionally to follow him or to get your money. God got the best plan laid out. He just asked you, what I give you, I want you to give back. How you do that? Give charity. But you don't want to do that. You want to get some money, hit a lottery, and then lie on God. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Ooh, God, he blessed me to hit like that. You're a lie. That was the devil bless you to hit. How God going to bless you to hit a number when he can damn gambling? Yeah, but you want to be free. You don't want to be free. You want to drive a Cadillac. Ride them down the street looking at women's half naked. You think that's going to be in heaven? What, we trying to get you to go with us? Ain't nothing that going to be in heaven. Ain't no naked women, no homosexuals, no alcoholics, no dope addicts. That ain't in heaven. So you might as well go and put your dungeon down. Yeah, you might as well let your weed go and connect yourself with God's plan. We want to see us have justice, freedom and equality. That's what we want. But we're not going to get it right now because you ain't ready for it. That's why we continue to open our mouth and guide you to the right. And the ones that you see wear collars and say they believe in God and got these big old churches, why aren't they out here echoing the same thing we echoing? Because they know they done lied and we don't pull the covers off of them. With your scripture. They can't argue with us because we come from your scripture. All the things we said, your scripture said it. And that's what we stand on. We standing on the word of God. You're a lie. But I bet you we standing on the word of God. And we are bringing it to the people, trying to make it clear. In the Quran, it says, El Kikabu Mubin, the clear evidence. What do you mean? All scripture from God is clear evidence. But you want us to be false. You want us to be phony like you. You want us to say that we believe us or that we are Muslim, believing in what God said and do. But yet, you want me to hang out with you every now and then and smoke a joint so you can have something to say, oh, them niggas ain't real. I knew them niggas weren't real. Yeah. That's what you want, but you're not going to get that here. We're trying to put you in alignment with God. You know, your body's like a tune-up. Your mind is like a clock. It has to be tuned up. And the only way it's going to be tuned up that you got to come to God. You can't step
on this side of the line and favor the devil, and then in the morning come back over. And you know why it's so easy for you to kill your own self, to kill us? Because you think you can go to church on Sunday and ask God for forgiveness, and it's all over. The biggest lie in the world. You think you can rob, rape young girls, women, children, and then Sunday go ask God for forgiveness. You got to be out your mind. But that's what the image did to you. You had taken an image. You had took a piece of wood, two pieces of wood, one that crawled out looking like a man, and the one that got that you got a nail to. We don't want to go into the psychology of that right now. But that's what you want. You think every time you do something wrong, oh, God, please forgive me. The first thing you when you say, God, that image of a cross and a man on something in your mind, okay, that's creation. That's not God. Your Bible says, and all scriptures say, that God told the prophets how to worship him in truth and spirit. So when you've got that image in your mind, you're fooling yourself. You're a liar. And you're following the biggest lie in the world, the one to get up on a pulpit or a rostrum and talk about God, this, God, that. But yes, he got a fifth of Johnny Rocker red and Johnny Rocker black in his office. And soon he get through sweating and hollering and foaming them out to you and got all your money, go back there and get him a shot. When the people that he have following him, the innocent ones, the lambs, that he's supposed to be leading right. His right means give me your money. And I don't care what the hell happened to you. That's his right. That's why he go back after him and his deacons, get high or get halfway drunk on the alcohol they got back there and just about up. Oh, it's all right to drink a little wine. You're a liar. You don't even know what the meaning when Jesus turned water into blood or water into wine. You don't even know what it means. You just fooled the people to keep them alcoholic. But it was meaning that it was a higher knowledge than water. Wine is more stronger. But you don't want that kind of knowledge. No. Let me turn the back over to my brother Akma before I drop him off at the house. We riding and talking at the same time, and we pray to Allah that you, like my big brother say, that something we said, something that you said, that we said, that we said, you said, that you can get something from it. But one thing about it, we're not playing, brother and sister. You ain't going to catch us doing anything outside what God say. We're not going to justify it. We not going to get caught messing with no hoes. No, not none of that. No. No, we don't get caught with that. I knew he was with Jennifer last night. I told y'all. And then get up in the pulpit, holler and scream, talking about, I ask God for forgiveness. How many times you don't ask God forgiveness for it? 90 times. That means that you're weak and still doing the same thing, and you will continue to do the same thing until God give you strength. Because you ain't got no strength. And who in the hell want to follow you and you weak? People look for strength. Those who profess to believe in God, they want them to be strong and an example for them and their children. But here you come with your head hanging down and your tail, devil, wagging. The people just can't see it because you got you're looking at them and your back is to the back of the window, so they can't see your tail wagging. But we can see it. Yeah, we can see it. So I come to you in peace, lead you in peace. Like we always say, we pray to Allah that is something we said that would get your curiosity. Not in the wrong way, the right way, because you know curiosity kills the cat. We want to strengthen you. When anybody comes to you with this old crap again, this crap been around for almost 2,000 years, but you see it got weak, As-salamu alaykum.
Well, we got your name. Back to you, Sujah.
It's not Sujah. This brother Imam just finished talking.
But I know. Back to you, Sujah.
Oh, back to you. Sujah.
Back to you.
Alhamdulillah. Well, we thank Allah, and we thank Allah Mercy. It's a job, brothers and sisters. you know, and we definitely can't do it alone. We can't do it alone. And Allah said that he creates enemies for us, you know. So we get our work out, you know. Allah said for every prophet he created an enemy, you know. And I thought about that, and it's just like lifting weight. You got to have some opposition. You want some muscles, then you got to have a contender. You got to have some. You got to have a strong opposition, you know. And instead of letting it take you out, you know, use that hatred of whatever you call it, you know, and control it whenever you want to use it. You see, so we know the tricks of Satan. We know all the Allah is showing it to us. You know, he's showing it to our imams, and he's showing it to us. You know, the one that does the work. Allah showed it to us. Shows it to us, and I'm just asking that we exemplify the best among the people. Exemplify the best, because when they see you acting calm and collected, and you handling things, I'm telling you, that's a teacher. They pick that up. It's just like children picks it up. They picks it up, you know, because they know that you could be outrageous, you know. So let's want for our brother what we want for ourselves, and know that Allah is blessing all of us with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, because he said so. He said that if the other people don't do it, he said I'm going to raise up somebody that will do it. So we're out here doing it. So we must be the one he's raising up, because we're not backing up off it. You know, we're standing up to Shaitan. You know. We know that Shaitan is coming at us different types of ways, you know, and but we still in the driver's seat, we still holding on, you know. So praises be to Allah, you know. It's got to be good and bad in the world, you know, until Allah says that everything is good. Nothing is bad. Other than that, it's going to be good and bad in the world. You're going to have that. You're going to have, like I told brother, you're going to have poor people and people that got something. You're going to have those two types of people. You got to have it. Now, if you don't want to help the poor, you want to make an excuse why the people should be poor and why they poor. You have to be careful. You better look out, because one day you might be poor. You don't want to help the poor. Allah is the one that put them in that condition. Well, Allah said that that's a condition that there. They are the ones that put their own self in that condition. That's what Allah said. They put their own self in that condition by disobeying God. You know, yeah. God is the one the condition. Like I was saying the other day, that if you break the law of God, and you break the law of gravity, and jump off an 80-story building, then you're going to be dealt with. Believe it or not, you're going to be there. You can't break the law of gravity, you know, and feel like everything's going to be okay. Yeah, so we stay within God law. God say, argue with them with what I give you. You see? So we can't argue with them. You know. And our example, we follow the Ushwa, the wisdom of Prophet Muhammad. That's what we try to imitate, you know, and praise be to Allah. Different one of us gonna get the signs of El Islam and following the wisdom and obeying the Quran. Each one of us gonna get the signs. Gonna get the signs different. We're not all gonna be the same. It's gonna be different, but I'm gonna learn from you, and you're gonna learn from me. We're gonna learn from each other, you know. So we thank Allah. We're gonna deal with the people out here that got these false images up. They're trying to put them on us, and try to make them real, and try to tell us that they don't exist, you know. We're gonna bring the reality. Allah said, you try to put out his light, he's going to do what? He's going to perfect it. So that's what we're going to do. Praise be to Allah. Akbar, I'm turning it back over to you. As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum as-salamu rahmatullah. My brother, Suja, Akbar was on my phone because, you know, Bob's was coming out of North Carolina. We got it in the car, but we ain't got it on the phone. So he's trying to get himself out the car. But anyway.
Yes, sir.
We got to the point. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, with the name of God, the mercy benefactor, the mercy redeemer. We will always bear witness and testify that God has brought us to the right road, or the right fork in the road. And we're not going in the left or the right. We're going straight. And if you get in our way, we walk on anything to get in our way. We're going to bring these images down. You might well get prepared for it. You might go and throw your hand up and say, I surrender. That's all you got to do. Just say, I surrender. And then we'll leave you alone.
Yes,
but until then, we're going to keep on running our mouth. See, you
That's
got
right.
these churches. You got all this imagery up. You're telling lies to the people. But see, you're at the end of the lies, bro. You ain't got nowhere to go. You're like that gopher. All your homes are closed up. You might well join on to the ones that's telling the truth. You know you're not telling the truth. So why don't you join the ones that's telling the truth? And the ones that said the truth is all the prophets, even down to Jesus, down to Muhammad, and all the righteous men that came along with them and after them, all the way to the end. And you know who the righteous men is at the end? We are. We are the righteous men that God has raised up. See, we raised ourselves up. God done raised us up. So why would we turn around and weaken and fall to the side when God done raised us up? You think God will raise up and allow us to lose? No. We got the best force in the universe.
That's right.
Who is that? The one that created the universe? That's what we got. So we're not trying to lead you down the road. We get your money. We ain't asked you for a dime.
That's right, bro.
We don't want your money. All we want is your soul to be corrected, so when you leave here, you'll be able to get into the paradise that you crave for. You talk about it. You just ain't ready to stand up and live it. That's all. You're not willing to be right at this point. But I believe if we keep on talking, you'll make that change.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, you'll make it. Where are you? Yeah. I'm going to give him the phone so he can get a few more words in.
Y'all doing great, and thank you, Brother Sujal. You're doing excellent, man.
What's that?
Sujal said
you came
told me a long time ago.
Oh, hope you didn't break it.
All right.
So a long time ago, a lava caused the whole earth to be in trouble. But it takes the truth to clean this earth up, to put things back in place, because it has been a lie on God, and on man, and on woman. The woman come from a rib. Now all these lies were given to us, and we never questioned it, and then we were told, if we do question, that we go that we're gonna be struck dead by God. We ain't gonna ask no questions. Even from the one who gave us, brought us that question. We ain't gonna ask no questions, because we do, God gonna strike us dead.
But Mario.
So we the truth is on the scene now.
Yeah.
And we gonna keep checking.
Okay.
We went to South Carolina. And there goes a
you
brother.
You wanna go in?
Brother named Yusuf that you know been knowing.
Let me help you.
He's
gonna
get
in touch. He's talking.
He's with you in Chicago. And his brother's a black belt. A black belt. And he said he's gonna call you.
He's about 10-degree black belt.
Yes. Yeah. 6-degree black belt.
No, 10 degrees.
From Chicago. This brother is now stationed in North Carolina. So where we go, everywhere we went, somewhere this week.
We know why. Look at my salon.
One for your cooking. They know you by from your word, and that says something highly about somebody in this world.
Do you know Muhammad?
Huh?
You know commandments?
Yeah, I forgot to tell you.
The commandments.
You know commandments. Commandments. Suja, right? Suja. That's on Lego.
Yes, let me see. I just had it on mute. That's
Lego.
All.
Okay.
Okay, Lego.
Do you know commander?
Muhammad.
Yeah, I know a commander.
Yeah.
Well, he turned to Allah this morning.
Man. From Allah we came, and Allah that we returned. We prayed
that
Allah.
You like it, why? You think you brought them?
Yeah, I'm going to say something that one of the brothers said, that Prophet Imam said, that Allah is scraping the deck.
Scrubbing the deck. That's what Elijah Muhammad said. Suja, remember that? When Elijah Muhammad said, Allah is scrubbing the deck?
Allah is scrubbing the deck.
Oh,
five people.
Yes, sir.
Five or six people have died here in Atlanta within the last couple of days. They got a few of every day. Got a few of yesterday, have one today, got one tomorrow, and probably got one Tuesday and two Wednesday. So this thing going to keep going the way it's going. Something got to change. And people don't believe in God, I don't know what got to change. So the evidence is clear. It's clear, is a nose on your face that something is happening. So we thank Allah for you, Brother Suja.
Yes, sir.
They're going to bury my brother on Tuesday. And then tomorrow they'll be burying my brother
Samir
tomorrow, inshallah. So keep all of them, keep each other in our prayers. Let's keep working as long as we can.
That's right.
And doing what we can. And because we won't have nothing to be ashamed of. Some people are going to be shamed because they had opportunity to do something, and they sat around and waited on somebody else to stand up for them.
Yes, sir.
So thank you, and I'm going to turn it back over to you, and I'm going to go get my phone back
Ibrahim. You got 10 minutes. You got 10 minutes.
On the way home.
Talk about?
Uh-huh.
We got 10 minutes.
Okay, then. Well, yeah, you can listen 10 minutes. You got it, Suja.
Yeah, I'm going to listen to him.
I heard that.
That's right.
Yes. Alhamdulillah, brother. But we just stay on it. That's my main thing, brother. Just it's good to see we got other brothers that's in this fight.
and stand it up.
Yes, sir. And we, you know, just like we say, Muhammad gone, but brother, in North Carolina, that we just came, you know him, was secured to Imam Muhammad with me and the commander today, brother Shelton Hassan. You know Shelton Hassan?
Yeah.
Okay, that's one in North Carolina to say. He gonna call.
I remember the name. Shelton.
Right. Right. He's from Detroit with me. We came up in the matches together in Detroit. But he and the sign in the, that we gave him today and the information. And he said he didn't know that was us on Block Talk Radio.
He didn't.
I was like, he didn't know.
Yeah.
I'm
alhamdulillah.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Praise be to Allah.
It's going to be all right. Praise be to Allah. So, like we say, Muhammad gone, but Allah bless us with him. He on board with us now.
Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. That's good. That's
yes,
good,
sir,
brother. And
yes.
See, we got to love each other. I heard you say that before,
brother.
Too. You said that one time before.
That's right.
And we're family. You know, and we got to protect. Allah said in the Quran that we protect each other. You know,
right? That's
we
right.
Be protection for each other.
You know, I'm telling brothers and sisters, Suja, I was telling brothers and sisters, and my wife doing it too. You need to have a wife, or you need to have a husband. We got to cut this crap out. So, like Muhammad, the commander we talking about, they found him. He had fell out in his apartment. Now, we don't know how long he was out, right, before they found him. And then he had a massive stroke. See, and then he was in that condition. He was in that condition for 2 months.
Until we told him to take him out?
Took him off. With his daughter that came last night and took him off, and he breathed a little bit today, and he left here. So, you know, it ain't good for you to be by yourself. A lot of desires to be by herself. See,
that's
if he had a wife there. Somebody, they called that 911 and been right on it.
That's right,
bro. Right. As soon as they found him and got to the hospital, his doctor called me because I was the only contact for him.
Yeah.
And I got on it, you know. But anyway, that's another thing that Imogen did make us hesitant. We so hesitant to help each other. Like that, we don't love each other, we're not going nowhere. That's one thing we said about the Nation of Islam. One thing you can say, nothing is perfect but Allah. But that's one of the perfect communities that you can find on this planet at that time. In Nation of Islam, we loved each other.
I bear witness.
They're talking, we showed
it. It was real.
Yes, sir.
It was super. Yes, sir. I bear witness.
We're going to win this fight, brother. We're going to win this fight.
We got to.
Yes.
We got to,
that's
bro.
Right.
Praise
they didn't know that. We train like Muhammad Ali. We ain't playing.
Yes, sir.
Catherine,
yes, sir.
Call me. I know you
the truth and knock the hell out of
I
falsehood.
I'm
going to
call you back.
Knock his brain out. Like
yes, sir, brother. I remember I was jogging. And that was in Chicago early in the morning.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And guess who passed me up?
Muhammad Ali.
He passed me up. He was running backwards.
Yes, sir.
I didn't know how to think about that. Yes, sir.
Yeah,
he was running
that
backwards.
My brother. I was security for him, too.
Praise be to Allah.
Yes, sir. A lot of blessings, brother. You know, all the ones in my community that passed on, Brother Suja, the one we've been talking about, all of them that's gone, I was telling my brother, my wife and I find them today in the car. We was blessed to receive the knowledge that our brothers and sisters passed on. But we're also blessed to be here to straighten our life out at the same time. That's a blessing.
Yes, yes. That's a super blessing. Yes, sir, brother. Mm-hmm.
So we're going to do this. We're going to do this work.
Yeah. We're going to stay on it. And inshallah, you know, we definitely want you to come on the program, brother, so we can just fill you in, bring you up to date where we're at, and
DUI. Yeah, that's Tuesday, right?
Yeah.
So I'll be on
for now,
bro. I'll be on.
Alhamdulillah. We gotta get more people on that, and just be ready to take charge, and whatever you see, you know, that need to be done, you know, talk to us about it and tell us, you know, let us know where we short at and what we need to be moving on, but let's deal with each other like family, you know.
Right.
Let's deal with each other like family.
Right.
You know, and we holding, we've been holding this thing. We ain't gonna let it go.
No, sir.
We've been holding this thing for somebody that got some experience to come in and help us move it forward. You know. Yes, sir.
I keep on iterating, Brother Sujan. I keep saying, and I'm trying to say it where it's sinking to others that's listening to us. Allah has chosen us. And you mean,
yes,
if Allah chose you, you're going to lay down when he chose you? If he chose
yes,
you,
sir.
Don't you know he got a blessing for you? He got a blessing for you greater than you can even imagine.
Yes,
just
sir.
By standing up and doing what he telling you to do.
Absolutely. Absolutely, brother. Absolutely. Alhamdulillah.
I feel good to be chosen by Allah. I can't even sleep, but as soon as I get a little sleep, I wake up, sit on the side of the bed, go to talk to Allah.
Praise be to Allah.
We got 1 minute, my brother. We got 1 minute,
Brother. Yeah, could you close it up? I like your prayers, you know, and what you, what
yes,
you saying.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Okay. I will be letting the shaitan the rajin. I seek protection from Allah, from Satan, the rejected. With the name of Allah, the first man, the factor, the first redeemer. Allah, O Allah, let not our hearts turn back to corruption after you have guided us. And from your presence, grant us mercy. I seek protection from Allah every day, every night, every session from the cursed devil. Because we do not want to go to hell. We're trying to go to the paradise that's been created and established by our Lord, Allah. Amen, Yahweh.
I mean,